Hello.
I think I got shadow banned on Facebook.
I don't think you did.
I definitely did. I tried to sell all my stuff,
and they said this, no. And this is the Girl Do It For You podcast with Lexi
and Alex.
And we are at the Glander household right now.
And, you know, it's just a casual Saturday night. Margaritas and chill, man.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're feeling just a little bit of the margaritas that we had earlier. We had some steak. Just sat around. The boys are watching WandaVision. Woo woo.
Because we already watched it without them. Because
we're nerds.
Woo woo.
So, Lexi put up a poll saying that we should talk about Enneagrams next. Am I even saying that right?
Enneagrams?
Enneagrams. I thought it was Enneagram for the longest time, and then I heard somebody else say it, and I was like, I'm an actual idiot.
Well, I don't know. I just say Enneagrams, but...
That's how it's spelled. Anyway, so, like, we're really not, like, professionals at this.
If you don't know what Enneagrams are, they are personalities types.
So multiple personality disorder. Woo woo.
Oh, my God. So... what would you like?
It's kind of like the love language test. It just kind of like helps you be more in tune with yourself. And also, like, I've noticed that it's helped me understand Chance a whole lot more. especially like the love language thing. Like, it's just, you don't realize like how much you like learn about someone when you do things like that. Cause it really does help you like kind of navigate how that person thinks, especially if they do connect with a in particular Enneagram, you know, like if they connect to it really, really well, then, you know,
it just works.
Yeah. Wow, I'm rambling. Okay, moving on.
To be honest, I kind of like dozed out right there. Is that dozed out?
Yes, it's the tequila. It's called tequila.
Well,
Lexi.
Okay, so we don't know much about every Enneagram type. But I'm a type 2.
I'm a 3.
Wing 1.
Wing 2. So we're pretty similar, you know? Yeah.
Kind
of.
Yes and no.
Yes and no. We both got some... So the 3 is classified as the achiever.
And the 2 is classified as the helper.
So what's the 1?
The 1 is the perfectionist.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Or, like, the reformer. They have, like, formal words for all of them.
Let's see, they're somewhere. Anyway, so I'm a 3-wing 2, meaning I like to achieve great things, but I like to help people along the way, so sometimes it can get in the way. So we're gonna kind of talk about, like, our strengths and what helps us. So basically, there's a couple profiles on Instagram, we definitely can link them.
Yes, we're looking at Enneagram Ashton.
She makes cute little, like, digital art things that, like, kind of help.
Okay,
you
so
read it.
I found a post. It's about a type 2. So this is what I am, and it says, all about 2s. 2s are motivated by a need to be liked and appreciated in every aspect of their lives. They are huge people pleasers.
Yeah.
Which is very true. If any of you guys know me, I am a major people pleaser. That is a flaw. They have an inability? They have an inability? Yeah. To say no. Because they are afraid of someone being disappointed in them. However, 2s are extremely generous and caring. They're willing to lend a helping hand, but often want the appreciation afterwards. That is literally me in a nutshell.
Yeah, but also, like, I think 3s, especially me, like, what I've learned about 3s, they strive for that, like, appreciation factor. Like, you know, where you just said, you know, you long for that appreciation or whatever.
Well, here's 3s. So, 3s are motivated by a need for others to be impressed by them. They are highly driven, motivated, and can tackle any task that's given to them. They are extremely image conscious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They don't necessarily care what others think of decisions they make, just that they are impressed by those decisions.
No, I definitely... I mean, sometimes I... don't really know if I have, like, a solid, solid type, because I definitely know I care about what others think about me, not just the decisions I make. Like, I care what people think and what they're thinking, just because, like, I feel like I'm very judgmental, and I feel like everybody's that way, but really not everybody's like that, and I have to remind myself of that.
I think everybody is in their own way.
Yeah. I mean, but mine, it goes as, like, at a deeper level, you know, like, literally, I care too much.
Yes. Yes, you do.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I care a lot, too, but it's definitely a little overboard for you, and that is just something that you have to work on, and I have to work on people-pleasing and saying no.
Yeah, yeah. True, because you don't take a lot of time for, like, self-care, either.
Yeah.
You know.
Because when I do, I feel like I'm being so selfish.
Yeah, no, like, there's nothing selfish about that, for sure. Like, you have got to make sure that you take some time for yourself. Mm-hmm. And I think that definitely me being a three, like, I see that. So, I'm looking at Enneagram Ashton's page, and she has these cute little, like, images about, like, that's really informative, if you don't really know a lot about, you probably could, you know, use deductive reasoning and figure out what Enneagram you are just by reading her stuff.
Yeah.
But it says on threes, my strengths are, I have a great drive to succeed, encourages those around them, confident and outgoing, knows how to get things done, and it's hardworking. So if you know me, like,
yes.
I'm definitely, like, how many is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm definitely, like, 3 out of 5 of those.
No, you're, like, all five.
All five. Okay, okay. Well, it also gives this area for growth, and basically, you know, like, these are the areas that you could not have to worry about as much. It says, focuses on appearances. Definitely. Mm-hmm. Care too much. Strong fear of failure. 112%.
Yeah.
I care too much about failure. Failure is not an option for me, mm-hmm. ever. And I think that that's a good and a bad thing.
Yeah.
Avoids personal feelings. I can relate. I mean, I think that I'm in tune with my feelings, definitely. But I don't like to waste my time on them, for sure.
Yeah.
Can be overly competitive. Okay. Do you even know me?
Yeah.
Because I will fight you. Like, I'm very competitive. So let's go to twos, which I probably could relate to these, honestly, too, because I feel like I'm very three, but I'm very two, mm-hmm. as well.
So the strengths of twos are supportive and encouraging.
Absolutely.
Always there.
Absolutely.
Recognizes needs of others.
Absolutely.
Focused on building relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Empathetic and sincere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, absolutely. There's 1, 2, 3, 4. Yep. Yes, for sure. You definitely are. All of those.
Well. Yeah, I guess so. I mean, it's hard for me. Like,
it's hard to say, though, that these, like, great things about you are actually about you. Like, it's like when you walk into an interview and they're like, so tell me your strengths.
Yes.
You're like, well, I'm supportive and encouraging, and I'm always there.
Like, bragging?
Yeah, basically. I hate bragging. Yeah, it's easier to name your, you know, everybody says, like, oh, it's easier to name your strengths than it is your flaws. But for me, I could definitely name my flaws before I name my strengths.
I'd be like,
because I don't want them to think, like, I don't want them to think, this bitch is bragging.
Yeah.
You know, like, she thinks she's awesome. She thinks she's empathetic and sincere. Mm-hmm. But I can sit here and tell everybody else about how sometimes I can't handle criticism. Shit.
Well, my areas for growth, needs approval from others. That is 100% true. Yeah, Alex,
I know
for
that.
Sure can, like,
I know that.
I'm always like, Alex, is this good?
Does this look good? Does this look good, Alex? Did I do this right?
Literally.
I'm like, I've been telling you for the past year and a half that you do a great job.
I still need it every time. Struggles with asking for help. Yes and no. I feel like I'm really good at asking.
Yeah, I think you're, like, right now, I think, especially, like, when you were learning how to do extensions and stuff, like, you wanted the help, definitely. Like, you were not afraid to ask me. Like,
but I also didn't want to look like I didn't know what the heck I was doing.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm not afraid to ask.
You're like,
because,
hey,
I want to know.
Please help me. Stand right here and look at this.
Yes.
And then tell me it looks good.
Yes, exactly. Can't handle criticism. Yes and no.
I mean, like, I feel like if I told you something constructive, I'd be like, yes, and then you would understand that.
I think back in my earlier years, I couldn't handle it at all. But now that I'm older, I know it's not, like, somebody being mean to me and saying, oh, you suck. They're just trying to help.
So, not by saying you suck.
No, but you get what I'm saying. Like, when somebody, like, criticizes me,
yeah.
I used to think that means that I suck.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
what I meant.
I definitely still have a really hard time with that because anytime anybody's telling me, like, you know, their feelings that might be negative towards mean and, I don't know, or, you know, telling me that I need to fix something, that to me, that just looks like I'm not doing good enough. You know?
Yeah.
Like, I should have been doing good enough from the beginning, so.
But that's not the case.
Yeah.
But, I know, I get it. Sometimes gives to receive. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I'm just gonna be honest with that.
I mean, like, sometimes I feel like we could all be a mix of everything, you know? Like, I definitely feel like that, too, because I'm like, what can I do for Lexi so she'll get me Starbucks in the morning?
I'll get you it anyways.
I need a Coke Zero with Diet Cherry.
Or I won't see your text, and then I'll be like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, true. That's happened, like, more than once.
Wait, go to one. Because so, if you guys don't know what wings are, you, after you, like, take a test, it tells you, like, what type you are. Well, the wing is the number on the other side of it.
Yeah, so, like, I'm a 3-wing 2. I would have the possibility of being a 3-wing 2 or a 3-wing 4 because mm-hmm. 2 and 4 are right next
but
to 3.
But you can't be, like, a 3-wing 8.
Right.
That's not possible.
Right.
It's just whatever's next to it.
And so you can identify with one a little bit more than another.
Yes.
So Lexi's a 2-wing 1, I'm a 3-wing 2, and then I think Chance is a 9-wing 1.
Mm.
Actually, because I think, yeah.
I'm still trying to figure out Chase. It came up that he was a 2. I was like, the heck?
You were a what? Hold on, what?
Okay, so 1s is the perfectionist, and their strengths are justice seeker, attention to detail.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fights for what's right. I mean, to be honest, I don't really, like, care.
I mean, you're very strong in your own opinion.
Yeah.
You know? And that's when it says ethical and moral, and mm-hmm. I think those two definitely tie together.
I mean, yeah, like, definitely, what I believe in, I'll stand with that, but, like, I also have to find my own beliefs, and that's hard because I like to follow people.
Yeah.
So I think they're my own beliefs, but really, you know, they're not. They're just what my friends believe, and mm-hmm. I eventually find out that I don't believe that.
Well, and I think that that's the 2 coming in you as well, because you're, like, so desperately, like, looking for the, you know, the acceptance yes. from others, you mm-hmm. know.
Cares for people around them, yeah. Strong values, yeah. I mean, those don't really matter to me as much as, like,
I think
the
that
2.
That's why it's a wing.
Yes.
Because, like, you're like, I am definitely every single one of these things on 2s, and then yeah. 1s are like, eh.
Yeah.
Which, it's funny, because Chance is a 9-wing 1, and I'm sitting here thinking, justice seeker, attention to detail, fights for what's right, ethical and moral, all these things, I'm like, what? Sometimes. I mean, but for again, yeah, but again, it's a wing.
Yeah, it's just a little bit of it.
Sprinkled on. Sprinkle. Add a little of spice.
Let's look at, well, what did you relate with 2s?
Like, supportive and encouraging. Mm-hmm. Well, see, here's the thing with 3 and 2 for me. I feel like I'm literally half and half. I've thought so many times to myself, what if I didn't take the test right? What if I didn't take the test right? And honestly, if I was to go back, I'm pretty sure it would be like 98% 3 and 97% 2.
Well, there's also so many tests.
Yeah.
I feel like you have to just read all about each type and just figure out like that.
Yeah. So the reason why these things can be, which I, again, we're not professionals mm-hmm. at this. You know, we know people that teach classes on this crap. But the reason why it can be beneficial in your relationship is because, like, I find out that Chance is a 9-wing 1. So I, like, go and I look at what the 9 strengths are, or, like, how he ticks, basically. Like, if I didn't know Chance already, like, love him, been together for almost 9 years, if I didn't know him already well enough, then I definitely could go back and learn a little bit more, you know? Sorry, my watch is going off. Dismiss. So, 9 strengths are availability to see all sides of a situation. Wow! Okay. Read Don't the first left. One. And I'm already like, wow. Love it.
Your phone's popping.
Hold on. I don't even know why it's popping. I'm going to turn this on mute. Okay, there we go. Patient and calm, easy to approach, non-judgmental and supportive, reassuring to others and empathetic. Let's just put Chance instead of mine because that's literally him. But on the areas for growth, it says he avoids all conflict. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, let's approach conflict head on.
And he's like, no.
Really. I don't want to dance around the subject. And he's like, no.
So then you're chasing after and he's like, no.
Yes. Well, and then that's why I was like, okay, you need to take the love language test too. Like, which I've known what his love languages are for a while because he took that one. It's a more simple test than this Enneagram one.
Yeah.
He just recently took the Enneagram one. But his love languages are literally the exact opposite of mine, which his Enneagram kind of is too. But when you look at like the compatibility of our love languages, it's like the exact opposite. They're like, this is like a moth to a flame. But then you look at the Enneagrams and the ones that we have go with each other because we're literally the exact opposite.
Listen to this. So kind of interrupting, but my love language. So Chase and Alex have the same love language.
It's so weird. And I mean, then, he's like my little brother. Okay. Let's preface that.
And then me and Chance have the same love language. So literally, like, I definitely see a similarity between me and Chance and you and Chase, which means it works great for us to be with the other person.
Well, yeah, and also when you're like, oh my God, Chase did this, or I'm like, oh my God, Chance did that, like, you're like, okay, well, actually, I can see this because, and then
And why do you think we clicked so well? Yeah,
exactly. Like, you know? Opposites are, like, meshing, y'all.
Because I mean, since you were already with Chance, maybe you clicked with me because you saw the similarities, and like, you know, it's crazy.
I mean, I just like to flock with people that I like.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
But my love languages are, if I remember correctly, there's 5, right? It's been a while since I've taken the test.
Look it up.
I know it's physical touch, and I know people are like, oh, that sucks. I'm like, no.
That's not.
I like a hug, okay?
I like a hug.
Just I'm a hugger. Physical touch and I think quality time. And what's funny is Chance's is, acts of service and quality time or something like that. But it's so funny because, like, on a Saturday morning.
No, words of affirmation.
Mine are words of affirmation for sure, yeah. On a Saturday morning, Chance wakes up before I do, right? And he's like, oh, I'm gonna do something really nice for Alex. And this will show her that I love her. So he cleans the entire house, right? Of course, I'm so appreciative of it. But I'm not like, I know you love me because you clean the entire house. You could do dishes for me all day long, but I'm not going to know that you love me until you give me a hug and tell me I'm pretty.
See, and that is where that's different, Chase. Like, if Chase did that for me,
you'd be like, oh my God, I want to marry you today.
So the thing is, I do that for him.
Yeah.
Because I guess I, like, want to show him that, so then he'll kind of do it for me.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes to the giving to receive.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And, like, when I have to ask him to, like, clean or what, because, you know, guys, they're like,
guys are guys.
You didn't tell me to take the trash out or do the dishes.
But then again, it's like his love language is not acts of service, so he's not like, oh, I'm gonna do this for Lexi.
I know. Because it's physical first of all, touch.
Guys are stupid, so he's thinking, oh, I'm gonna like hold her hand or give her a kiss, and she's gonna be like, oh my gosh, Chase loves me. But you're like, can you take out the damn trash?
Right? I'm like, please get away from me. I want my like alone time and just go do something for me.
Yeah.
The love languages, all of them, there's words of affirmation, physical touch, receiving gifts, quality time, and acts of service.
Yeah. So, like, it's nice because you figure out how you give love and how you receive love.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like, like I said, mine, obviously, receiving love is not acts of service.
Yeah.
So, like, but Chance, I'm like, if I made the bed, or if I, you know, not necessarily doing the dishes, but if I, like, went out of my way to bring him lunch, mm-hmm. you know, like, those are his ways of, like, receiving that. He's like, that. Oh, he's like, so oh wow, she really cares. She's not a raging bitch. But.
Oh. Okay. But, like, for you, you want him to, like, cuddle with you.
Yeah. Yes.
Or
yes.
just, like, give you a hug randomly.
Let's watch a movie on the couch yes. and let's cuddle. Mm-hmm. So, like, that's my thing. Or, I mean, I've noticed even with, like, Boston, he's, like, how he's, like, receiving things. It's funny.
How Boston is?
Yeah. Like, I can see how he's, like, you know, he's learning how to give kisses and give hugs and all those things. And
Boston is her child, by the way.
Yeah. I love him. Anyway, I'm trying to think of what I was going to say, but I don't remember because her name's Tequila.
We're just kind of all over the place, guys. I mean, I hope you enjoy it.
People are going to be like, we like it like this better. And then I'm like, okay, wow, it's an excuse to get drunk every week.
Maybe not. Well, we can talk about the other types. I don't know a whole lot. We talked about 1, 2, and 3. 4 is, sorry guys.
4 is the individualist.
It definitely, I know it's, they love to be unique and not like everybody else. So it says.
Deep thinkers.
It says, oh, sweet fours, you're so hard to understand, dot, dot, dot.
Oh, okay.
And that's okay. So, fours are unique, and they love that. Fours are motivated by their need for individuality, which is why most fours are creative and artistic. A lot of times, fours keep very strict boundaries and walls up because of their fear of vulnerability.
Sensitive.
Fours are highly sensitive and emotional, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. They are in touch with their feelings and desires. So, I actually have a friend that is a 4. Her name is Maddie. Hello, if you're listening to this, Maddie. Mommy! I went to cosmetology school with her, but she is for sure a 4.
I can see that. You know, I don't know a lot about her, but just from, like, what I do know about her, this definitely, like, I can see this.
Yes. She does not want to be like everybody else. Yeah. And, you know, that's what kind of, like, attracted me to her. Mm-hmm. Because she was so unique and outgoing. And, like, I was like, that is so cool.
Yeah. And I'm sitting here, like, not that anything she did was bad. I was just like, wow, like, she really has balls.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm sitting here, like, I would never.
Uh-huh.
I would never.
Right? She, I mean.
Not
she,
that it's bad, but that's just my yes, personality.
No, it's so cool. It is so cool. But, yes, though, I don't know anybody else that's a 4. That I know of, but, I mean, that's just what came up in my mind. But they are very unique, very, they don't want to be compared to anybody else.
Sensitive.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, a 6, they keep commitments, responsible and prepared, protective of others, loyal in relationships, great at problem solving. I don't know anybody that's a 6.
Well, I've heard a 6 is the most common.
Really?
Mm-hmm. We missed 5. We skipped over 5.
Oh, did we?
But we'll go back to it.
I don't know anybody that's a 5. I've never heard of anybody 5. That one.
Here, I'm going to go. So, the 5 is the investigator.
Oh, wow.
So, they're an independent. I think my cousin might be the 5.
I can see that, too.
I think that's what she was. I'm not sure. Kelsey, you can correct me if you're wrong. If I'm wrong, but, They 5s are independent, isolated, and detached. Oh. They spend a lot of time thinking. They love to learn and research things that interest them. You can often times find 5s sitting back and observing others. 5s are usually extremely intelligent, and they are usually the experts in their field.
Doctors.
I think this is Kelsey.
Is, like, Kelsey a doctor?
No. She wants to be a social worker, which is freaking awesome. Like, it takes a special person to do that. Like, that's
tough.
Whew, I don't know if I could ever do that.
That is tough. I'm too sensitive for that.
Yeah.
I feel like I would come home and just, like, hold my baby all night long.
Right?
Huh.
But, yeah, no, 5s are very, it seems like they are very set in their ways. They know what they want. Very book smart. They Oh, they're very good in crisis.
Crises.
Crises? Ew.
Right? Sounds wrong.
Willing to learn new skills, task-oriented, genuinely curious, thinking through scenarios. So just that person that you want in every crisis. Mm-hmm. You're like, go to them and yeah. What do I do?
Like, they've got everything together, yeah. For sure. But also, this says, like, their areas for growth can be difficulty connecting with others, mm-hmm. can come across as a know-it-all, withdraws and isolates, ignores feelings. Which, okay, like I said, I feel like I can resonate with every single one of these on yeah. some level. You know, like, but the one that connects with me most of all in the big picture of all the nine of them is three, definitely. Mm-hmm. But I feel like, you know, in the aspect of a five, I definitely ignore my feelings. Sometimes I can have a hard time connecting with others. Like, I, like, have one best friend and Lexi, and that's it.
Me?
Like, I have Courtney.
I didn't think you were going to tell me that.
I have Courtney, and then I have Lexi. And I think that's because I value the connection I have with Chance so much. Mm-hmm. Because, like, I know he's not going to let me down, you know?
Yeah. Okay, Chance, don't let her down now.
Hey, now.
Okay, well, let's move on to... So, we did six. Yeah. Right? Let's move on to seven.
I've never met anybody that's a seven, either.
They are honestly, like, I feel like they're looked over. The enthusiast.
I thought that was fives, but...
So, the enthusiast...
Me.
Sorry, guys, it's loading. Sevens are most extroverted type.
Oh.
They're full of life. They are motivated by a need to maintain their happiness. They are playful, high-spirited, and love to go on an adventure, especially if it's spontaneous. You can usually point out sevens in a group because they are the ones generating new ideas, well-liked by the group, and extremely fast learners. You know, kind of gives me Chase vibes.
Oh.
A little bit.
Generates new ideas, flexible, glass half full, others' biggest cheerleaders, risk taker. I definitely see the risk taker in him and the energetic and optimistic.
Yeah.
As far as, like, the growth area, like, what he needs to grow with. Easily distracted, absolutely.
Yes.
Gets bored easily. Yes. Absolutely.
FOMO, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Don't know that much about him.
Well, I mean, his boys, like, he loves to hang out with them, and mm-hmm. he's like, I gotta go. I gotta yeah. complete laser tag.
Commitment can be hard at first.
Yeah. Sorry.
Can be impulsive. Oh, yeah. My God. Okay. I've known this kid for 9 years. Oh, my God.
Dude. Inability to sit still. 100%.
So, basically, sevens have ADHD, what it sounds like.
That's okay, guys.
FOMO, gets distracted easily, gets bored, and inability to sit still. So.
I mean, it kind of, like, seems like him. I don't know. He took the test, and it was a two. So, I don't... No. Whoops, sorry, I hit the mic. My bad. So I don't know, because he does love to help. Yeah. He really does. And he can't say no to people.
So that is the two, yeah.
So I don't know, but Chase is very energetic. He does like to be the life of the party. He tries to be the class clown. I mean, he's just fun.
Yeah, I definitely see that, for sure. So my mom is an eight, I believe. I'm pretty sure. I think I might have said it at the beginning that she was a nine, but now that I'm sitting here reading it, I think she is an eight.
It says... Oh.
They don't have that on that one.
Well, that's annoying.
So it says that she's decisive, excellent leadership skills. Absolutely. My mom is the boss lady. She is the boss lady. Quick thinkers. Well, she's a mom, so of course.
Yes.
Assertive. Again... She's my mom.
Yeah.
Ability to speak their mind. Yeah, she's got balls. Protective of others. Again, she's my mom.
She's my mom.
Fights for justice.
Does she?
We're just going to leave that one right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, areas for growth. Can disregard others' opinions. I mean, I don't want to bash my mom, but... needs to be in control. Absolutely, mom. Hard time expressing emotions. Yes, she hugs people with a 10-foot broomstick. So, can be intimidating. Yes, I've been told that we both have a really good bitch face. So, I mean,
I'm just gonna drink my drink.
Yeah, I'm just gonna chug here. And then there's the 9, which is chance, and we already talked about that. So,
I mean, my mom is a 1. Yeah. So, for sure a 1.
Carla.
She is the perfectionist.
Oh, she has the crown, dude.
She literally does.
She wears the freaking crown.
Yeah, she, clean freak, and that's not a bad thing, you know, like, she loves to be clean, and has to have everything in place, does not like mess, and that is literally her, and she, but she's also a wing too. So then it's, you know, that helper, too. She yeah. loves to give, she will give literally her heart if she had to.
She would give the clothes off her back if she could.
She would, she probably has, honestly.
It's okay, I'll just walk home naked, it's fine.
No, she literally would say that. So,
no, it's fine. Yeah. You need these clothes more than I do.
I think me and my mom
are
very...
And I'll wash them for you, too.
Right? Oh, my gosh. I'll wash them with my perfume detergent. Love you, Mom.
Love you.
No, she's great. She's great. She is just definitely a perfectionist with that helper aspect. Like, me and my mom are very similar, but I think she does override in the, like, I need everything clean all the time.
Yeah. But definitely... thankful
yeah
that she's like that.
Yeah,
taking responsibility. That
she cleaned my room for me all the time. Thank you.
But also it rubbed off to you because you are a hella good cleaner and I'm
not.
Thank you. And like, you know, me sitting here thinking like, Lexi's not gonna be a good cleaner, she doesn't clean things good. Like, I was thinking that when you were moving out because I was like, she's had this girl clean her house, clean her forever. Yeah. You know. Yeah. And then you like go and you're like, today's deep cleaning day, and I'm like, well, shit, I can't even half clean.
Shallow clean. You watch and you learn.
I mean, my mom's a great cleaner. I just, my ADHD takes over. I know everything has a home. Like, if it's, like, in a pile, I know I could reach in at a specific angle and a direction, and I know exactly what I'm grabbing.
The difference between us, that clutter makes my face hot and like my heart beats fast. Like, I can't function, and like, I can't get ready in the morning if there's so much clutter. Like, I want to clean it while I'm getting ready.
I just talk about how I just tell myself, I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna do it when I get home, and then I never do it.
I mean, my house is not spick and span, trust me. I definitely have clutter, but like, I still gotta clean up at some point.
I mean, it's cleaner than mine, so. But, yeah, we've taken all of this information off of the Enneagram Ashton's Instagram page. I think she's super cool. Mm-hmm. Another one that I like to follow is the Enneagram and Coffee.
Yes.
And then...
who else do I follow?
Enneagram and Memes is funny.
I follow them, yes. They are so funny. Let's find some memes. There's one that says, type ones. We're not winging anything.
I think you have to have seen that scene of a TV show.
And then act like we're winging it. Oh, so it's like, we're not winging anything. We're going to over-prepare and then act like we're winging it. As in, type ones have to have a plan all the time.
Oh, yeah.
You cannot just be like, oh, yeah, let's go out to eat and have drinks after work. No, I plan to clean my house or go to the grocery store.
Yeah.
And see, that, I definitely understand that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I thrive on chaos. Thanks, no.
Like, today, I wasn't supposed to come over tonight, and it was hard for me to come over.
She was like, I've just been in this mood to go home and just sit at my house because
I haven't been home all day.
And you planned that. But I'm like, well, I wanted a margarita, and I want Lexi to come and eat steak with us. So, her and Chase came to our house.
Yep, so, cheers to that, sis.
We are social people, okay?
She's gotten me out of my comfort zone a lot.
So. Yeah, I mean, that's good. We also like your Enneagram coach.
Yeah.
And, what's another? This one, there's another one called Enneagram Explained. Basically, Instagram is the best place for everything, honestly.
Alex is wearing sunglasses right now.
I am. I feel cool. I feel definitely real cool. But anyway, she like kind of really, Enneagram Ashton breaks it down into like these graphics that like, you're like, oh, okay, well, but like I said, I feel like I could be every single one. So when she breaks it down like this, I'm like, okay, Mm-hmm. Definitely. There's these things about how each Enneagram communicates, oh, which I think is cool.
Likes to get to the point quickly.
Duh. No, that is not me. No, that's not you. I dance around like nobody's business.
You're like, talking, so, like, and actually, then well, stop talking. And I'm like, what are you saying? And you're like, what?
No, that is the baby, okay? That I started that when I was pregnant. No. That I started that when I was pregnant, and I have not stopped.
Okay.
I have not stopped.
Talks about things that are interesting to them. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so Alexi's like, Alex, I really don't care about, let's say, toothpaste.
Toothpaste? Alex,
I don't care about these toothpastes. Why are you being so passionate?
It's because I found it and it feels really good on my gums.
I didn't have to tell you about it. I just have to tell you about it.
Looks to see how others are reacting to what they're saying. Yes, because it's that affirmation, like, and, like, judging or how people judge you.
Well, okay, here's the thing. If I'm in a group of people, like, we're standing in a circle, right? And we're all, like, talking about something. And this thing says, looks to see how others are reacting to what they're saying. I get so annoyed at those people. And I don't do that because I know I get annoyed at the people that do it. Where it's like, you're talking to someone, like, I'm talking to you next to me or whatever. And I look at somebody across the circle, like, what, how they're looking at me. I'm like, no, I hate that. I hate when people are, like, looking around to see what kind of reaction they're getting out of other people. So maybe I need to reevaluate myself.
Okay, maybe do. future-oriented language.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, do twos.
Offers practical suggestions and advice.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Prefers receiving comments of appreciation. Mm-hmm. Oh, always.
Yeah.
Acknowledges others' feelings and needs. Yes. Easily establishes
rapport.
What does that mean?
I think it has something to do with your, I don't want to seem like an idiot, but I think, I really do think it has something to do with, like, your reputation, kind of.
Maybe. See, again, I'm asking her. What does that mean? Well, I don't know.
Well, I don't know.
What does it mean?
Well, I'm not your mother. And then 9, chances, overly tempted and diplomatic. I don't know what that means. Wait, no, even-tempered. I said overly tempted.
Dang.
Even-tempered, yes, absolutely. He is like...
Will want the focus to be on you.
I don't know, Chance is not one for that. He does not like spotlight. When they speak up, it's a big deal. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Prefers listening at times.
Yeah. No?
I mean... It's probably just Chance. Just kidding. Let's see.
7s. Values communication and wants to do it frequently. Communicates by telling stories. Makes jokes to relieve tension. For sure.
Wait, who's a 7?
Chase. Well, oh. I'm just, like, guessing. But, like, he does make jokes to relieve tension.
So.
Literally all the time.
That's what he would do. He'd be like, so.
Literally.
Yeah.
Energetic tone. Yeah.
Always.
Yes.
Yes.
I lifted 225 today.
or all the mom jokes all the time. Dear God.
Oh, please do not repeat those right now.
Yeah. No, I mean, my mom, your mom, his mom, everyone's mom.
Not his mom.
Okay, so here's an 8. They get right to the point. Definitely my mom does that, for sure. Adjust their tone and volume to make their impact. Shoot. Direct, clear, and concise. Confident and self-assured. Yeah. She tells good stories, for sure. But I think that's about all that we have.
Yeah, I guess we need to close this because it's getting kind of long.
Yeah, no, I mean, we're not professionals at this. We probably need to, you know, leave this up to the professionals. But all of the people that we suggested have links in their bios for tests, and they are great, great resources.
Yes, I suggest you take the test because it will learn a lot about yourself, about your partner, or your friends, whatever. Yeah. I love it.
Yes, definitely.
You can literally spend hours researching this stuff.
Yep, definitely. Okay, well, if you made it this far, it's been 40 minutes, so well, we're going to close off.
All right, well, I hope you guys enjoyed this. We'll see you next time.
Okay, bye.
Bye.